tried not saying like every other word.
What?
This is a shock ad for Volkswagen's Jetta model. Two young men are seen casually driving along when the collision is real. The victims, professional stunt actors, as are those in this scene. The implied message, drive this auto and you can survive a crash. But why the shock approach?
It's a fear appeal, really. That's what it's called in marketing and advertising. And that means that you try to scare people and make them change their behavior. And that's really what they're doing.
Professor Roland Russ chairs the Department of Marketing at the University of Maryland's Robert H. Smith School of Business. He says these days advertisers feel they need shock value to capture people's attention.
I think it's really just breaking through the clutter. And the idea that people really don't pay much attention unless you just hit them over the head.
But some critics say ads like Volkswagen's leave a false impression, that the automaker appears to suggest results similar to those seen in their ad. Consumer safety advocate Judy Stone.
Well, I think the ad probably should have been a little bit more clear about the fact that not every crash is the same and that you're not necessarily going to walk away from every crash just because you have safety systems.
But the Volkswagen ad appears to be part of a larger trend toward more shock value in advertising. Anti-smoking public service announcements have become increasingly graphic.
And the cancer from smoking that's killing me.
And food product firms now regularly invoke mortality to play on people's fears.
My sister died last summer. She was 47 years old.
This is your brain. This is drugs.
Experts say, though the intensity may be new, the technique is not.
This is your brain on drugs.
A lot of the old ad agencies used to say you sell the sizzle and not the steak. And that's really what's going on here. Emotional appeals are something that's been used in the business for many, many, many years.
And while there are those who question their tactics, few can doubt these ads are effective. Sales of Volkswagen's Jetta are up 20% this year. George Dwyer, VOA News.